Hello, my friends. I promise y'all I can sing. I'll just be playing with y'all. But y'all know who it is. It's Mimi Nava, the one and only, the Lit Southern Belle. And y'all know what podcast this is? The Lit Southern Belle. Here to give you the rule book to flourish through the positives and negatives of your life. Okay, so today, I'm going to kind of give a description of what we're talking about today. Because I can't really just jump into this and call it a one word. You know when you're not feeling at the tip top, but you're not at the rock bottom either, because you sure ain't struggling. You just kind of like in the middle. You just maintaining. You just cooling. You chilling. You probably just went through some shit. So now you like you done went through all the pain and suffering of trying to cope and cope. You done cried all you could cry. You probably done ate all the ice cream you can eat. You probably done listened to all the sad songs you can listen to. So now you just chilling. You just trying to, you know, not think about it. Now you're trying to get in this discipline mode where you're like, nah, I'm not thinking about it. And sometimes you're not thinking about it. You just there. You just numb. You just, when you see stuff that reminds you, it kind of hits a little bit. It stings. It's still an open wound. It don't have a scab yet. And I like to call that the in-between phase, where you got some thoughts of like, what am I doing? Who am I right now? Like, what I got going on? What does the future look like for me? Because right now, it looks a little cloudy. I don't know what I'm doing. Please help me. And then, you know, you got some people who are just like, I'm just trying to survive. Take it one step at a time, day by day. I ain't trying to think about what's going on next week. I'm trying to figure out what I can do right now, because what I do right now will affect next week. So I gotta make sure this right now is straight. It's on point. It's mwah. You know, so like it's a lot of things. And a lot of people still hold on to, like, you know, they see something that reminds them of the things they went through in the past. And, you know, they reminisce on the good parts because they want that back. They want those energies back. It's just, those people aren't available right now because they're not ready to give you that. They gave it to you, they weren't ready, and then, you know, you realize they weren't ready and that hurts you, and so you try to, like, move on and get yourself ready and prepare yourself in the meantime, because you can't let folks just rock, you know, fuck with your energy like that. You know, people ain't ready, they ain't ready. Let them go get ready. And if they really like you, they come back to you. They, you know, or not even that. If they, you know, you got to get ready for yourself first. Who you try to make sure everybody else ready? People always want to ask, "Oh, are you ready, nigga? Are you ready? Do you have everything you need? Are you doing what you're supposed to do?" Man, people be killing me, bro. You be asking all the questions, and don't be not one ounce of readiness in their bones. But anyways, the in between phase is rough, it's extra, it's frantic, it's scary, it's all them things I just named. But I'm here to tell you that you need to appreciate the in-between phase, because it gives you time to know what the fuck you're doing and know who you are, and it gives you time to figure some shit out, because the in-between phase is part of healing, and the in-between phase is part of just getting to know you. And yeah, you can have some people along with you, but that doesn't mean you have to. It doesn't mean anyone said like, oh, you gotta do this. No. In-between phase is different for every single individual. And I am about to break that down for you when we come back. All right, my friends, we are back. Y'all know what podcast this is. The Lit Southern Belle, giving you the rule books to flourish through the positives and negatives in your life. Yes, it's Mimi Nava, the list, one and only, the list of them, Bill. Hey, can't forget that one and only now, because ain't nobody out here like me. Like Megan said, say, ain't nobody built like me. I ain't finna sing the whole song, because nah, I'm good. But no. So I know people are probably thinking right now, they probably just finished a phase of their life where it took a toll on them. Probably just finished your first year of college. Huh, me? You probably just realized that you've done some adult things. You are transforming into an adult. You are doing some adult shit out here. You're adulting. You may not like it, but that's what you're doing. And then some people are realizing that they're not who they thought they was. And they learned that from being with another person. And they realized that, man, some people just realized that, like, I'm not as equipped as I thought I was. Let's get this, let's draw back, get by ourselves, trying to get some stuff, fix it around, turn it around, and see what's going on. So you just readjusting. But now that you readjusted, you like, what am I doing? What is this? What you doing? Wait, am I supposed to do that? And I'm gonna just say this right now. It's okay to feel like that. You're not dumb. You're not failing. You're not trash. You're not a bum. You know, people, it's really easy to feel down in the in-between stage. It's really easy to be like, oh man, they out here doing this, and this, and then I'm over here just doing nothing. Like, dang, I'm never gonna get to my goals. This, that, and the third. Why am I in this phase where, like, it's just like a whole little, like, filler. I don't know what's going on. It ain't good. It ain't bad. I just came out of some bad stuff. I'm healing. I'm taking one step at a time. But, like, this is weird. Like, aren't the bad things supposed to prepare me for the good? But the good does not come right after. The good never comes right after. Because how in the hell are you supposed to learn from the bad if the good comes right after? You gotta make sure you apply what you learned from the bad. You gotta make sure you apply the lessons. Meaning that something bad happens to you, what have you learned from that experience? What have you learned? Have you taken those ashes and turned it into gold? Have you taken those ashes and rose up from them like a phoenix that you are? That you are pure fucking magic? Have you actually taken time to realize that and do that? Because once you realize that, that's when the good shit happens. When you maneuvering around, you trying here and here, you know, life is like a buffet. You just trying here and here, trying to be like, nah, do I like that? Do I like that? Do I want that? They gave me that, and I reacted this way, and I don't know if I like that, this, that, the third. And it's all trial and error. This in-between phase, I like to call the trial and error phase. But some people, I call it the panic phase, because people panic. People will constantly ask themselves, what am I doing? Am I supposed to be doing this? They're questioners. And, you know, most people have this type of attitude because of outer experiences and outer expectations that they think they're supposed to meet. You know, you have these plans for yourself. You know, some people have these plans for they go to college. They're like, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to do this, and this. And they realize that their freshman year, they didn't do some of those things. They did some of them, but it wasn't as grand as they thought they were going to be, or as big. So they kind of disappointed. Or, how do I phrase this? Or you probably thought you were going to be this type of person, and you realize that you get there now, like you about to hit 20 years old. You ain't that type of person. You're like, I'm supposed to be famous by now. I'm supposed to have a bunch of money. I'm supposed to be doing this, and this, and And you feel like you're just behind. You feel like you're disappointing. You know. It. Look, bro, I'm about to say right now, the in-between phase is for a reason. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in divine timing and divine order. That everything happens in this place for a reason. Everything is happening in this place to prepare you for the next phase of your life. And I always say this, a phase in your life is usually 3 months. You go through something. It takes a toll on you for a month or two, or 3 months, 2.5 to 3 months. And then you take 2 or 3 months to, you know, get out of that. And you coming into something good. And that good is going to be good, you know, and you're going to appreciate that good because you know how it was when you were struggling. And, you know, you were trying to get yourself back up on your feet and trying to take baby steps. You're trying to learn how to walk all over again. It's a never-ending cycle of just lessons. And I think that in-between phase teaches you a lot. You learn a lot, and you get time to reflect. It's really a time for self-reflection, because how in the hell are you supposed to learn about yourself and the others around you if you don't take time to sit by yourself and reflect? Sometimes you got to wipe away everybody to reflect on yourself and to really, 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 really know what you want. Sometimes you got to take that time to just duck off, just be cooling. And I'm not saying be, you know, an antisocial ass person. That's not what I said. I just said that you need to carve out time for yourself to figure out what you want and also start applying those things. And, you know, I guess from a female's perspective, we're very, very slow to say what we want because we feel like if we say what we want, when we want it, how we want it, we're a bitch. Not true. Not true. But I'm not talking to just females. I'm not talking to just, you know, females. I'm talking to everyone. I feel like we're in this phase that, you know, we grown. We can say what we want, how we want, when we want to people and have these demands. We can come up to people who are we are in relationships with, friendships with, any relationship really, because that's a relationship on itself. It's just a different type of relationship. But anyways, anyone that you come in contact with, you have a right to demand things from them and you have a right to state how you want to be treated. And if they can't come up to, if they can't level up to that, then they can leave. And the in-between phase gives you that power. It gives you that wisdom. It gives you that knowledge of what do I want right now. And it gives you a sense of progression and spiritual, like, evolve. Like, you evolve spiritually. That's a weird way of saying, but you evolve spiritually. Like, you're not the same person you was before you went through that crazy ass shit you went through. And you're not, you know, you a different person now afterwards. You feel a little bit stronger. You feel like, you know, like, you look back and you like, that really wasn't that bad with what I went through. Like, yeah, at that moment, I felt like I was going through hell and back. But now I look at it and I'm just like, damn, I'm still here. Like, I'm cooling. I'm still here. Like, I'm just like, damn. That is crazy. But that's the thing about the in-between phase. It gives you time to sit and look around at the major pinpoints of your life. It gives you time to sit. You know how usually you pinpoint things? I don't know if y'all do English class, but like English class, they have you pinpoint the character's biggest events in the book. That's what your life is. You sit and you pinpoint the big events, how that affected you negatively and positively, and how it made you the person you are right now, sitting here in this in-between phase. You know, some people be like, I don't know how I feel. I just here. I'm just present. Great. Enjoy that. Embrace that. Be present. Don't be mad because you're present. Because you're not always going to feel good, and you're not always going to feel bad, and sometimes you're going to feel nothing. But can you be okay with that, and can you make the best of it? And that's the thing about the in-between phase. You got to make the best of being in this phase. Taking time to observe the things around you, observe the energy around you, and realizing, do I need to do some more cleaning? Do I need to do some more removing? Do I need to do some more reflection? Do I need to do some more identifying? And really, like, the only reason why I bring up these words a lot is because those are one of the basic things you do in life to help you elevate yourself mentally and spiritually. Because when you stop reflecting, you stop identifying, you stop observing, you stop growing, and you stop evolving. And it's very, very, very dangerous when you stop doing those active things. See how all of them are action verbs? Like observing, identifying. These are all action. In order for you to grow, you have to have some type of action towards it. You can't just sit and speak and speak and speak. You have to apply. You have to do. You have to be hands-on with yourself when learning. Learning about yourself is not something you sit back and read about and have someone tell you. Yeah, people can tell you all day. You can read about it all day. But damn it, if you're not sitting up here doing these things and, you know, testing the people that are around you to see if they really for you, see they really, like, rock with you and see they really align with you for real, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are these people around you? It's just a waste of space. Hate to sound like that, but it's a waste of damn space. Like, what are you doing? And I know people are like, I don't know, like, I'm in this in-between phase because of the retrograde. That's some truth in that. People be like, well, yeah, I just got out of a relationship. And, like, we broke up, just like that. And it was the start of the retrograde. Look, I understand. Mercury retrograde takes a toll on everybody's life. And if you're not spiritual, you don't know what Mercury retrograde is, I suggest you look it up. Because, like, hold on. Not too long ago, we just had this, like, cool-looking-ass moon. I don't know if y'all saw that shit, but I saw that shit. Because, like, I love shit like that. But you things like that, I take a piece of it and apply it, but I don't take the whole thing. I never take a whole of anything, because there's a truth in every lie and a lie in every truth. Everything is not meant to be taken literally, and everything is not meant to be taken and applied to your life, because everything is always two-sided. But literally, when looking and seeing all these patterns of people like, oh, we just broke up. Oh, we just broke up. He said he wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I don't know how I feel anymore. I just need some time to myself. I've been seeing this reoccurring theme of going on of people just like, I need time to myself. I'm getting tired of you. I'm getting tired of this relationship. I'm getting tired of this, that, and the third, and this. And, you know, when you see that happen a lot in such a condensed week or two, it's kind of like, damn, what is the energy that's going on around here? And I realized it hit me over the head. It's an in-between phase. We see ourselves transitioning to these adults. We see ourselves transitioning to these people that, you know, we're kind of getting comfortable to be. But also, too, the people that we're growing to be sometimes ain't fit for the person we with. And it's just kind of like, you don't want to let them go. But you kind of just be like, let me figure this out first and see how you fit. So when we come back, if it fits, it fits. But if it don't, and I find someone who I fit with more, like, that's it right there. And, you know, sometimes people just, like, they just don't. They just don't like the in-between phase. They don't like uncertainty. And that brings me to my next point. We'll be right back. All right, my friends, we are back. We are back. The Lips on the Bell podcast. We here. Okay, the last thing I mentioned is that some people don't like uncertainty, which is why they show negativity and they only see negativity in the in-between phase. Ooh, I'm about to step on some toes. I'm about to step on some hands. I'm about to just break some ankles, some legs, some child. Look, okay, some people don't like uncertainty, which is why they like the in-between phase. How do I break this down for my friends? Okay, the in-between phase, nothing is certain and nothing is permanent. Nothing, anything that's happening right now that is here, yes, it does have a toll on your future. And it does come from your past. Of the end result, really the end result of the past, and it determines the future. Either you're closing a chapter and you're getting ready to open a new one, but you have to take a little baby steps before you open the new one, and you have to take baby steps away from the old chapter, meaning that you gotta have to like close it, shut it down, lock it up, and you take a new steps to the new chapter where you have fully healed, you have elevated, you have just evolved all around. It's just growth, great growth. And it's all from yourself. It wasn't because of anybody else. It wasn't because of, you know, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister. It wasn't because of them. It was because you wanted to. And because you realized that you don't want to continue to feel like this. But some people hate not knowing what to do. And some people hate not knowing what they're doing. Some people hate the fact that they just don't have a handle on things. Some people hate not having a sense of control. Some people hate not having a sense of control. Control, control, control. That's a very funny word. You know, the way we think of control is that, you know, we dictate what, how it affects us and how it affects other people. And really, the in-between phase don't give a damn. In-between phase is like, look, I'm here. I'm going to just place myself right here. It's that rude friend that will just sit down in between you and your boyfriend and just be like, hey, we're going to watch a movie today? Cool, we're just going to watch it. Mind you, you know, you done had that whole little day plan. The in-between phase is like a cop blocker for life. It's a cop blocker for life. It literally is. And it's so fucking hilarious how it happens. It happens out of nowhere. It happens sometimes after bad shit. You can predict when it's gonna happen. No, actually, no, you can't. I'm lying. You cannot predict when the in-between phase happens. It would just come out of nowhere, and you would just not know how to feel. You may feel an unsettling feeling in your stomach, but that's just your transition phase. And I think of the in-between phase as a transition phase, but people who don't like it see it as this confused phase. They like to label it like confused and just time to fool around, a waste of space, and this and the third. And it's because they didn't take the time to really work on themselves and work on the things around them. They didn't take the time to... Well, damn, they didn't take the time to really do what they needed to do. Because mostly the in-between phase is letting you know. It's giving you kind of like this little notification. Hey, self-reflection. Hey, self-reflection. Hey, self-reflection. It's really giving you that little notification. And I hate to say it, sometimes you gotta like destroy some shit until you can... Sometimes you gotta sort of destroy some shit to get it out the way. And sometimes life is like that. It'll come in through and just have a tornado through your shit. Be like, we tearing that down. Oh, your job, we tearing that down too. Oh, your car, we taking that away from you. Oh, your house, yeah, you're not gonna have that no more. So you're gonna lose all your money because you don't have no job. And also, too, your friends may not like you because you broke. Also, too, the dude that you thought liked you, you know, they thought you was your boyfriend, he's going to be leaving you too. So you're going to be alone. Some people don't like it because they don't know what's going to happen. The things that they held on to, the things that they tied themselves to have all been snatched up, literally, because they acted up. Look, that I told y'all, act up, you can get snatched up. That is a true saying. I don't know why people be thinking like that's just a little city girl lyric. No, you act up around your mom, you get snatched up, right? Cool. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Look, but back to what I was saying, only people that look at the in-between phase as a negative phase is the people who don't want to work on themselves. And I hate to sound like this, and I hate to just point fingers and, you know, place blame, but really, you go through the in-between phase and you still the same motherfucker you was. You literally didn't do shit. And you literally defeated the purpose of the in-between stage. That is a blessing for you to sit down, get your answers together, get everything together, get your cheat code to you together, so when you give it to folks, they know how to read it. They know how to go about it. And to see if they're willing to actually do the damn shit. Because you are an investment. You are a piece of work. And it's not something to be looked at as negative. You are a piece of work that is valuable. That's just fucking amazing. And if people don't think of you like, oh, you're a piece of work. Like, I like that. Then they're not fucking your friend. They're not your homie. They're not your partner. They're not your lover, they're not your bae, your boo, whatever the fuck I want to call it. They're not none of that shit, bro. They are just some lame-ass people who don't want to put in any work investing into this connection with you. And guess what the fuck what? They're going to miss out. They're going to feel sorry. And they're going to look like a straight-ass goofy. And that's okay. Let them look like a goofy. Give them the pillow, give them the cover, give them the whole damn bed, and let their ass sleep. Because what the fuck you not finna do is play with folks and not let folks play with you. Because you be damned to sit here and not take this in-between phase for granted. Look, you be damned to sit here and just take this in-between phase for granted because you trying to sit here compare yourself to her on Instagram and her on Twitter and her with the 3,000 followers. Like fuck all that shit, bro. You know what you need to do. Worry about what you need to do. And sometimes the in-between phase, it tests that. Do you have urges to want to jump ahead, jump 3 steps ahead, or jump 3 steps back to, you know, because I wanted it to be how I used to be. I missed that. Bro, You missing something that's not existing anymore because it morphed to something that it's not good. Get away from it. Move along. Move around. Cause it's not there no more. They show their true colors, and they need to fix that before you can even go back to how anything used to be. And nothing will ever be how it used to be in your previous phase. That's what some people hate to see in the in-between phases, that I want to be how it used to be. It will never be how it used to be because you as a person will not be that person in that phase no more. That phase you just had, that phase you had before, you're not that same person. So if you got plopped back into that phase, you'll be like, what the fuck is this? You'll start feeling some type of deja vu, something like, I've been here before. It's like taking a test you already made 100 on. Why go back and retake it? Waste of time. You know the answers. Move the fuck on. Go to something harder. Go to something more challenging. Test yourself. Test all the abilities that you've taken and learned. Like, do that. Don't be working on shit that you already have 100% in. That's a waste of time. You're not getting no better. You just staying the same. It's nothing. You're not growing. That's really what it all comes back to. You're not growing. You're not doing what you need to do. And people hate to see what they need to work on. People hate seeing that they're not perfect. And people hate seeing that they are pretty damaged and broken, because they think that people can see it too. But really, yeah, people can see it. But if they love you like they should and they love you unconditionally, they shouldn't mind seeing broken parts, because they ain't perfect either. Ain't nobody no perfect vase out here. We all some vases got some cracks, some cuts, some cracks, some little holes in it. You know, we done broke the, you know, we're probably some vessels that, you know, have broken and shattered into pieces. Try to put the pieces back together. Got some pieces missing. Got some holes here, some streaks there. Look, that's okay. You're not the only... You ain't the only motherfucker out here that's broken, that's damaged, that's fucked up. You know, excuse my language, but you know, you're not the only one out here. So why feel ashamed that you damaged? And why be in denial about the fact that you're damaged? So you want to be in denial about the fact you're damaged. So you're going to sit here and just take this whole phase of being in between good and bad, because you don't want to look bad. You don't want to look like you're struggling. Bitch, if you don't struggle. Bitch, if you don't just get through this. And just thug this out. People always want to say, I'm a real one. I'm a real this. I'm a ride or die. You not a ride or die because you can't even get through your own rough patches. How the hell you gonna get through a rough patch with somebody else? But let me stop that, because that's a whole nother day. But it's so hard, and some people don't like to acknowledge or take accountability for their messed up parts. Or as I have said in my second episode, is their faults. Some people don't like to take accountability for their faults. Therefore, they will keep going through this phase over and over, and they'll prolong this phase longer than they have to because they're not ready for the next phase that's supposed to be ahead of them, because they haven't fixed this pattern. They keep doing the same approach and wanting different results, and they're going insane because they refuse to fix what the fuck is going on with them. They refuse to take the approach to heal because they think nothing is wrong. And that's where we fuck up. And I hate to say it like that, but that's where we fuck up. That's why it takes some of us so much longer to grow, because we get in this in denial phase and we're sitting here, you know, good or bad. And some people just get content with being numb. Whew. Some people just get content with being numb. They're like, I don't feel good, I don't feel bad, I'm just here. They get in the phase, they feel it for a little bit, which you're supposed to, but they get used to it. They get addicted to it. Because if they feel good or bad, they fear feeling bad because they feel like they're going to feel bad all the time. or they fear feeling good, because if it's too good to be true, they're going to go back to the bad shit. Because they know that it's coming, because they're being tested again and they don't want to be tested again. Some people have a fear of changing. And really, the in-between phase encourages change. Change in self, change in environment, change in thinking, all of that. Some people are afraid of it. Some people don't like to do it. So you know what they do? They just sit in between the rock, two rocks that's beside them, the good, the bad. They just sit and they're content. They'll get so content that they'll form a little house right there. And those people like that, you outgrow them. You outgrow them completely because they refuse to take any approaches. They refuse to move around in the in-between phase. They want to just sit and be content. And they think that's okay. And they choose to be numb because they don't want to feel anything. Because they feel anything, they feel like they're going to just drown in all of the emotions and not come back up for air. We'll be back with those people. Oh, no. This sounds so awful. But we'll be back. Talk about those type of people. Because that's a real dangerous place. It's very dangerous to self-evolution and growth. Which is the same thing. But some people don't understand. Oh, no. Really, it's not the same thing. One you can dictate, one you can't, but that's a whole nother conversation. Man, we'll be right. All right, we are back with the last bit of this session. And it was a little long. I'm not mad, because I put my foot in this. But no, man. Now I'm talking about the people who want to be numb. They don't want to change. They don't want to feel good or bad. They fear feelings. They fear feeling anything. If they feel anything, it may cause X, Y, and Z. And that's very understandable, but it gets very monotone, very melancholy, and just very monotonous. And it loses complexity. The complexity in their life decreases because of this thinking. Meaning that they become very routine and very predictable. And they often cause harm to the people around them because they refuse to take accountability for their changes. So they'll stay in this in-between phase, not taking accountability, and also just simply not taking charge on changing those things around them and changing their environment. To the point where they get brainwashed in the environment, thinking that it's okay and that they can't get anything else. It's kind of sad. They think that they just aren't worthy of anything else. It's kind of sad to see this happen, but usually this happens when a person goes through so many in-between phases, because they've been through so many rough patches and so many damaging things that, you know, in aspects of emotion, mental, whatever, that they just grow numb. Honestly, they can't feel anymore. They are at an emotional and mental overload. That if they feel one more thing, they won't. And it's sad. It's very sad. It's very, very hard to fathom. They get in this really dark place. I wouldn't say depression, because I don't like to label things like that. I don't like to label things with mental illnesses, because not everyone is clinically depressed. That's not a phase. That's not a trend. Let's stop that. But you've, you know, and I hate to say this, but what gets those people, what gets people out of the numb phase is, honestly, I don't know. I guess a break of routine, someone showing them different. But the thing is, they have to be willing to listen. Sad part about that is just sometimes they aren't. But that's okay. They will eventually, their spirit will get tired of doing what it's been doing. And it will eventually take accountability and look at this in-between phase as a positive, not a negative. And they'll begin to take those positive approaches of self-discovery and, you know, declaring what they want, declaring what they need, and declaring what they will have, and just manifestation. They'll just realize it. They'll have a spiritual awakening soon. It's just that their process is a little bit longer. It's a little bit stretched out due to feeling like this. And it will happen for them. It will work out for them. They will not be in that phase for long. Maybe, yes, longer than people who, you know, are quick to pick up and approach. But that doesn't mean that it was awful. It just means that they had to take more time to sit and learn. Sit and just really take in everything around them. Because you have to make sure you take in everything around you. Not just take it in just because, oh, I'm supposed to take it in. It's like studying for a test. You can't just study the night before and expect to get everything. And you can't study the night before and expect to really, 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 really learn and have this seep into your knowledge. You know it in and out. Not just to pass the test, but you know it because you feel like it is important to you. That's how you take approaches to getting to know yourself and to getting through this in-between phase so you can feel good and at the tippity-tip-top. And you can appreciate when you feel good because you were at the bottom. You take those baby steps. You keep climbing. You keep pushing to where you're at the top. You feel good. Your energy, your vibrations, your frequency is all aligning and it's a-okay, it's great, it's perfect, it's just you feel good. You have inner peace. You feel good because you chose to feel good, because you chose to work towards it. You see the results, they're working, it's coming towards you, and you're manifesting and gravitating all this good energy towards you and all these good things. And you're in this season where everything's positive, everything's running. You know, you're taking everything that challenged you, you're applying it, you're learning it, and you're just getting all these great results. That's what it's about. That's what it's always been about. Honestly, it hasn't been any different. People just keep saying it 12,000 different ways, but simple fact is, someone kicked you in the face, which is life. That someone is life. You heal. You got your wounds healing. You got your medicine and all that. There, you cry a little bit. You keep crying because it hurts that bad. And then, you know, you pick yourself up once you healed enough so you can move your body around. You move your body around. You're like, okay, I can move my ribs. Or, okay, I can move this, that, and the third. Or, okay, I can do this. Get up. You take a few steps to get your body used to walking again. Then a few little steps, that's all you could do. So you sit back down. But you keep going every day until you can walk all over again like it's nothing. What broken rib? What messed up thigh? What messed up hip? I'm walking. I'm chilling. This is weird at first, but I'm walking now, and it's now second nature again. I'm in a groove again. I'm here. I'm present. And it's great. I love it. Then you realize that you're smiling more. You're laughing more. You're enjoying your life. And you realize that you did it. You don't even remember what caused your pain. I mean, yes, you remember it, but when you look at it back at it, you'll look at it and be like, damn, how the hell I get through that? Like, damn, I really got these scars right here. I can tell my story to someone and help them. It's just like, damn, I did it. I made it. You might even shed a tear when you look back and realize how far you come and all the shit you've been through. And you're just like, all right, I hear y'all. I see y'all. I see you, universe. I see you, ancestors. I see you, God. All y'all over here trying to teach me what I'm supposed to be doing. Y'all made me go through a little pain. But hey, that's how you gain muscle. That's how you get stronger. Pain. No pain, no gain. Literally. But no, that's it, my friends. All right, my friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope y'all can take a page from the rule book and slap it onto your life and hope it turns into sparkles. Look, I know y'all love to hear my voice as much as you possibly can. I know y'all love to keep up with me because I'm just that dope, okay? So what we're gonna do is you're gonna follow me on my personal page. My personal page is mimi.nava_. I'm going to spell that for y'all. mimi.navah_. And if you want to keep up with the podcast, if you want to know what's going on, want to know what episode I'm dropping, because like I said, it's summertime. It's a hot girl summer. But also, too, hot girl summer means you on your business. You on your grind. So we're dropping an episode every day, Monday through Friday. Yes, it will change when the summer's over because life, but no, as of right now, every day podcast coming out. Just hope that you all enjoyed this. Stay flourishing, my friends.